Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 2 for Tuesday, August 4th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended higher Tuesday as the Canadian dollar was sharply weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart. A weaker loonie made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Light volumes served to exaggerate the gains. Canola values were anywhere from $2 to $3.50 higher. The most active November contract was up $3.40 at $505.40 per ton. The Canadian dollar dropped below the psychologically important barrier of 76 cents U.S., which was bullish for canola values. Although recent rains have improved crop conditions, there are still significant concerns about the state and volume of the 2015-16 crop. Some up-and-down trading is likely in the coming days due to the looming release of the USDA's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report. U.S. soybeans and European rapeseed futures were stronger on the day, which contributed to the gains. However, traders were reluctant to push prices too high ahead of the USDA report, which capped the upside. Traders have also taken the weather premium out of the market. Farmer selling is expected to increase slightly going forward. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were mostly stronger, with the most active November contract up 6 cents at $9.42 a bushel. Prices rose on forecasts calling for dry weather, which should help the crop. Concerns over sluggish demand from China are starting to ease slightly. There are signs China is increasing its appetite for pork, which is a stronger indicator for soybeans and other foods used for animal feed. The U.S. government is expected to revise its forecast for soybeans in the next monthly report due out next week. Corn was 2 cents stronger, with the most active December contract in Chicago at $3.78 a bushel. Prices corrected slightly after falling to their lowest level in 5 weeks in the previous session. The forecast for next week does not include a lot of rain, forcing many speculators to exit their long positions. A prolonged drought in the eastern half of the U.S. Corn Belt is possible, as much of that crop is suffering from shallow roots and vulnerable to stress going forward. U.S. wheat futures were 4 to 5 cents weaker, with the most active September contract checking in at $4.94 a bushel. Large global supplies and weak demand for U.S. wheat push prices lower. The strength of the U.S. dollar is a disadvantage right now for U.S. companies that are trying to find international buyers of U.S. wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, August 4th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.